Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today, and for the next several days, we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's will. This is such an expansive attribute, and it's closely tied to some other attributes, as we'll soon see. Let's start with the definition. God's will refers to God's inner purposes and desires, which determine everything that is or ought to be, and everything that happens or ought to happen. Now here it is put simply. God's will determines what is and what ought to be. You might ask, well, why not just start with that? Well, the answer is because the more we try to simplify something complex, the more inaccurate our understanding of it becomes. It's important to be accurate in our definitions so that we are accurate in our understanding. But because we're more likely to remember something simple, we can reduce these complex ideas for the sake of memory while unpacking the fuller ideas for the sake of understanding. So God determines what is and ought to be. Our fuller definition tells us what informs God's determination of these things, His inner purposes and desires. God's will is essentially God's plan for all things, whatever He ultimately desires to have happen. Everything that happens, therefore, is all according to the will of God. This might create some difficulties in your mind, and we won't ignore that. That'll be something we come back to in the days to come. But for now, let's see if this is actually what the Bible teaches. Ephesians 1:11, God works all things according to the counsel of His will. In the Greek, that word works implies continual working. So God is continually working, producing, bringing about all things according to what? The counsel of His will. Acts 4:27-28, in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. So here we see that even people's words and actions are according to God's will. 1 Peter 4:19, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. So even our suffering is according to God's will. Matthew 10:29, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Even the most seemingly worthless and insignificant happenings of life are all according to God's will. Not even a single bird falls to the ground apart from it. So here we can see both how we share this attribute with God and how we don't. God has made us beings with agency just like Him. We have desires and purposes, just like Him, and we make genuine decisions to act based on them, just like God. However, unlike God, we have limits, which will become more apparent as we move forward in this topic. For today, let me leave you with a thought. Everything that happens, happens according to the will of God. It can be easy to think when life is hard that everything is out of control. It may feel that way to you, but the reality is that God is not only in control, but is working to bring something about. It's all according to a purpose. So may we learn to trust God's purposes and God's will, especially in the hard times of life, because we know that He is in control.